deeply depression in men, because I guess apparently it manifests differently than in women. And I think part of the problem is that guys don't really talk too much about depression. And so today we are going to be speaking with Mark Goodwin. He's a native Vancouverite. He's a research assistant for Heads Up Guys, which is a project of the Men's Depression and Suicide Network. And Heads Up Guys is launching this week. It's a new website and new project. So we're going to be talking about that this hour. And Mark is currently a Master of Library and Information Studies student at UBC's iSchool and a student librarian at the UBC Library. His growing skill set and research interests are in information design, health information sources and services. This is wordy. Social media engagement and project management. Mark's interest in improving mental health started early in his academic career, and he works to challenge gender stereotypes. So we're going to be talking about all of that today. So welcome to the show, Mark.
Hi, yeah. Thanks so much for having me. I'm really excited to be on here.
Cool. Thank you so much for joining us. And so I'm curious if you could tell us a little bit about what got you interested in mental health and how did you connect with the men's Depression and Suicide Network.
Right. Yeah. Well, when I started my master's, I guess I've just always been interested in mental health personally. Gender, kind of masculinity has always been something I've been interested in. I studied music, actually, in my undergrad, funny enough, and also English literature, and always kind of attracted to themes about masculinity and stuff. So I guess it was kind of an interest for me as I grew up and went through my studies and everything. And then the opportunity came along to be involved in the men's health research program here at UBC. This was before the development of the Men's Depression and Suicide Network. So I was working there under Dr. John Olive, who does research here at the School of Nursing. And then from there, we got funding for the project from Movember Canada, which was awesome. And I kind of one thing led to another, and I got put on the project, and it's been great. I've really enjoyed working on it.
Cool. Well, it's awesome that Movember is helping to fund the project.
Yeah, totally. They started out mostly doing prostate cancer stuff, and then just recently they branched out into doing mental health things as well. And yeah, they've been really, really great with getting funding out and starting programs and projects that are making a big difference.
Cool. So I actually forgot to say this is CITR 101.9 FM on unceded Musqueam territory on the University of British Columbia campus. And you can also hear us at CITR.ca, CosmicDimensions.com, EmpowerRadio.com, or on the Co-Creator Network, or on my YouTube channel, which is YouTube.com/spiritualshow. So wherever you're listening from, thanks for being with us. Now, Mark, the Heads Up Guys, it seems like the main part of the project is this big website.
Yeah.
Is it going to be headsupguys.com?
Or? Headsupguys.com, headsupguys.ca. Headsupguys.ca is kind of the main one, but we've got both URLs covered. So yeah, it's going to be launching this week. We've got a ton of great information on there for guys all around depression. Yeah, I mean, I can give you a walkthrough of the site if you'd like.
Cool, yeah. So it's launching this week, and I noticed there's like a quiz you can take.
Yeah.
To find out if you fit the profile of someone who's depressed.
Yeah, we've got a quiz on there. Not meant to be diagnostic at all, just kind of to give guys an indication of where they're at. And to clue them in on some of the symptoms as well. Mm-hmm. It's kind of embedded within a whole information section on the site that's titled Men's Depression. And we go through symptoms, kind of common triggers and risk factors as well. So that one area of the site is just devoted to kind of getting to know what men's depression is all about.
Cool, because I imagine people think, well, I don't feel sad, so I must be okay.
Right. Yeah. And there are so many other kind of indicators and symptoms that you wouldn't necessarily associate with like typical depression symptoms. So I guess with guys, the difference is more the really early warning signs. Okay. Where it tends to manifest more as anger related stuff, sometimes even physical pain. you know, like tightening in the chest or something, kind of stuff like that. And like reckless behavior as well is another one, kind of escapist behavior. You know, if you're driving extra fast or drinking more, kind of like addictive type behavior. These things are what the research has shown to be a little more prevalent in men. And then kind of as you get into it and they've kind of exhausted these coping strategies, then it starts to get kind of similar for all genders. And that's just things like decreased pleasure and feeling worthless and difficulty concentrating and fatigue and having sleep problems and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. And I can imagine that these symptoms could also be symptoms of other things, like when usually if you go to the doctor for depression, the first thing they do is they do a blood test to see if you have any thyroid problems or anything physically wrong with you.
Right, exactly. So, yeah, that's why it's really important to kind of be honest when you see a doctor. If you're experiencing stuff like this, be as open as possible about how you're feeling as well. Like I mentioned, a lot of guys will just go in and mention like physical pain and that kind of thing. But if you can really kind of be more open about anything that might be troubling you in your life, stuff like that, then that goes a long way to kind of giving the doctor indications that they need to figure out that, okay, this might be, you know, depression.
Mm-hmm. Right now we're speaking with Mark Goodwin, and he is here talking about the new website, headsupguys.ca, which is launching this week. And it's really to educate people, I imagine not just men, but the people who care about them too, right?
Totally. Yeah, there is a site a section on the site called For Supporters. And yeah, I mean, partners, you know, male and female partners, friends and family, these are play a major role in recovery and being a support system for men with depression. So we've got a section there devoted to just tips for providing support and also taking care of themselves, because it can be, you know, sometimes you just want to give everything you can to help somebody, and you've got to remember to kind of take care of yourself as well. And then also just tips around managing suicide risk as well. So things to look out for when it comes to that kind of stuff, because we have devoted a bit of the site towards recognizing suicide and that as well.
And so would that be loved ones recognizing suicide?
Yeah, we've got that. And then we've also got spaces for the men themselves to kind of recognize suicidal thoughts and manage suicidal thoughts.
Okay, yeah, I lost a male friend to suicide around Thanksgiving.
Right.
And I had no idea. None of us. He just hid it all.
Right.
And if he had been more forthcoming about some of the things that were going on in his life,
yeah,
then we might have seen it as a potentially risky situation, but right, he just hid everything.
Yeah. And that's probably where a bit of the stigma comes in around it, which is definitely something we're trying to break down. Making sure guys feel more open to talk about that kind of stuff, and that, you know, they're not going to be burdening someone if they talk to them about it, that it's okay to talk about and people want to help you, you know?
I'm curious if they talk about, if Heads Up Guys talks about the most effective ways to support someone, because a friend of mine, thankfully, she actually posted on Facebook that she was having suicidal thoughts, and I read the comments and they were just kind of like, oh, buck up, you know, you don't talk like that and you'll get through this. I was the only one who actually checked to see if she was okay.
Right. No, that's, good for you for doing that. We do have some information and tips around that on the site. And it's so important to take these kind of things seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we've got tips on starting conversations around it, because that can be a really, really difficult conversation if you're concerned for someone. And often people kind of think, well, you know, I don't want to mention anything. Maybe that'll make it worse, but it won't make it worse. The worst thing you can do is to not do anything.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got tips around starting conversations, and just, you know, encouraging them to reach out and to professionals as well.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this is Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and we are speaking right now with Mark Goodwin, and he's actually come to the station. I think this might be the last show in this old Student Union building. I don't know. Oh, we'll see. Yeah.
Making history here.
Yeah. And so Mark is here representing headsupguys.ca. It's a new project funded by Movember Canada.
Yep.
And it's part of the Men's Depression and Suicide Network. And we're talking all about depression in men, how it manifests, mm-hmm. what you can do to prevent it or help someone who's dealing with it. Or if you are feeling depressed as a man yourself, you can find new resources at headsupguys.ca, which is launching this week. It's not live yet.
Yep, not live yet, but it will be soon.
Soon, soon, soon. Okay, yeah. We'll be back with more Synchronicity in just a moment.
My name is David Scott. I play wide receiver for the University of British Columbia football team, and I'm here to discuss the Be More Than a Bystander program. Myself and a few other players were lucky enough to work alongside the BC Lions and EVA, the Ending Violence Association, to support this cause. The main goal of the Be More Than a Bystander initiative is to increase awareness of domestic violence against women. For more information on the cause, please visit endingviolence.org.
Hempology 101 is a student-run organization here to educate the public about the benefits of hemp and cannabis. Fast fact! Hemp is a renewable, sustainable source of food and fiber. Fast fact! Your body contains anandamide, which is part of the same family of substances as THC. To learn more, look us up on Facebook at www.facebook.com/groups/hempology101UBC. Or come to one of our great events. And don't forget, legalization through education.
Welcome back to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and we're here right now with Mark Goodwin. He is a researcher with the Men's Depression and Suicide Network, and he's helped put together the website headsupguys.ca, which is launching this week, and it's all about depression in men, which is, I mean, if you've ever known a guy who you thought might have been depressed, it manifests a lot more subtly, mm-hmm. usually, mm-hmm. than in women. Women just naturally, and we're kind of being stereotypical, but just right. in general, women yeah. tend to be more vocal about their feelings and their mm-hmm. thoughts, and men tend to naturally conceal more.
Yeah.
So that's why it's so important to get this conversation started.
Totally, yeah. There is that kind of masculinity stereotype out there where it's holding everything inside, being stoic and, you know, being the tough guy. And yeah, that can get in the way of pretty serious issues like this where, you know, you really need to be vulnerable and open about things. So that's something, yeah, we're trying to break down a little bit with the site and also trying to draw on some of the more positive characteristics associated with masculinity, mm-hmm. like courage, you know, taking action, kind of trying to reframe it as real strength is not being that kind of stoic figure. Real strength is being able to open up, mm-hmm. you know, and being able to be vulnerable.
So as someone who is working on challenging gender stereotypes, how much of this do you think is biological, the hunter
right.
is brain versus, you know, societal?
Yeah, wow, that's a big question there. I mean, that's the biological is definitely part of it. And then societal is a large part of it as well. I mean, I don't know. I can't speak to that too much. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not a psychologist, but they're definitely both play an equal part, mm-hmm. and society has created some of the more harmful ones that I think we need to break down. Mm-hmm. But we're definitely moving in the right direction, I think. I think this generation, especially, I'm a big believer in millennials, and I think millennials have already made a lot of positive changes in society, mm-hmm. towards a more kind of open community that's more open to things like this, mental health, and people that are, you know, of all different walks and values and stuff like that. So I think we're going in the right direction. We just need, you know, need to keep working at it.
Cool. Yeah, I was talking with a friend yesterday who about this show.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because he himself is on antidepressants.
Mm-hmm.
And when I said I was going to be discussing depression in men, his comment, right, it kind of shocked me. He was like, well, I find that interesting because I don't think that men, especially Western Caucasian men,
right,
really have a right to complain about anything.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, we're trying, especially with the site, not to get too involved with like comparing with like women or mm-hmm. men's rights or anything like that. We just really want to help men get healthy. I mean, men have some differences in how they handle things, and we're trying to address those. And, you know, it's important for them to have spaces where they can, you know, feel good about themselves and improve their lives as well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, I just found that shocking that that would come from a man who mm-hmm. deals with depression.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, you know, we're trying to better lives of men and their families. It's not just about men, you know. It's about just making things better for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, we all play our parts in society and our friendships and families, and it's important that we're all healthy and able to have the support that we need in order to be healthy and to support the people we care about. Right.
Exactly.
Cool. Okay, well, do you want to walk us through? Actually, I want to ask you, because you mentioned that headsupguys.ca mm-hmm. is just one project in the Men's Depression and Suicide Network. So can you tell us a little bit about that organization and what you guys do?
Right. Yeah. So the Men's Depression and Suicide Network, I mentioned we got the funding for Movember in 2013. That's when it was created. So there's five projects within the network itself. So one is, let me see if I can remember them all here. They're all wonderful projects. One's helping Aboriginal men in the east side of Vancouver. It's called the Dudes Club. So they set up this kind of social thing that happens once every week or two, where all these guys get together and just kind of chat about life. And it's a place for them to go and feel good and feel safe. It's a really wonderful thing they're doing there. There's also a Men's Sheds program, it's called. This has gotten going in a few countries, and it's a program that where men come together and just kind of do hands-on things. Like, it was started out, I think, as something where they would build sheds together, cool, just to kind of get together and fill time and connect with other guys. But it's become a lot more than that from the sounds of it. They just do all sorts of activities. You can come in and do whatever you want as long as you're not, you know, like working on something. And they find it leads to a lot of great discussions about mental health related things, and it decreases loneliness in these guys and stuff. It's really popular among seniors who are retired. So they come and find a lot of sense of community there, which is great. Another project was the Man Up Against Suicide project, which was an art exhibit. It's been toured across Canada and it went really well. We had it here at the Foster Eastman Gallery about a year ago. And it's all contributors of men, anyone who's either experienced suicide, a man who's experienced suicide, or a friend or family member of a man who's had an experience with suicide, whether it was an attempt or somebody actually took their life, and contributed art and photographs around it. And these were all put up in a gallery. It was an amazing, really powerful project. Yeah, what else?
Yeah, I've feel free through, to look at your computer.
Gone through three, yeah. Might have to look at the cheat sheet here.
Where the men's sheds, are they just all over the place, or is there one?
Yeah, they are. They're in Canada. They're starting in Manitoba right now. They're getting it going in Winnipeg, but they're developing a toolkit so you can kind of go out and start it anywhere. I think there's a few springing up already over Canada. But it's they're trying to kind of expand it. I know in Ireland they have like 200 of them.
Wow. So, yeah. Well, depression is really high in Ireland.
I think. So it's a great thing there. It's really caught on. I remember the fourth one. It's the Men's Transition Program.
Okay.
So this was adapted from the Veterans Transition Program, where men kind of come in and work with counselors and other men kind of in a safe setting and do... I want to do it justice. I don't work for this one, but it's kind of like role playing where they'll talk out some of their issues and try and drop some of their baggage, is how they put it, and really just put their minds in a good state for moving forward. And it's been really successful so far, from what I understand. So That's it. And then the fifth one is ours.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Can't forget about Heads Up, guys. So how long have you been working on developing this website?
Oh, it's since November 2013, I guess. We kind of started putting the crew together and then really started digging into it in early 2014. So, it's been a little while in the making, and we've got a good crew over at the David Strangway building on campus here. Me and Josh Bahari is the project coordinator, and we work with Dr. John Ogronichuk and Dr. John Olive. John Ogronichuk's the director of psychiatry here, and John Olive is a professor at the School of Nursing. And they just kind of, they're the go-to guys for us, and me and Josh can't really try to work out all the content and that, but it's really a team effort, and they're just, everyone who works on the network is a wonderful person, and I'm really honored to be working with all of them. They're all really inspiring people, and you know, we work hard, and got a few consultants too on our project, Dr. Joy Johnson, Dr. Joan Bodorf, and Dr. George Hadjipavlo. Everyone brings a lot of expertise and knowledge in the area, and it's been a good team.
Cool. I don't know if you'll know the answer to this question, but
sure.
I'm curious how long psychologists, psychiatrists have been specifically researching depression on men rather
right.
than just everyone.
Yeah, it's pretty new.
Mm-hmm.
From what I understand, just from, I've gotten my head into the literature a little bit as we've been doing the research for this, and it's a pretty new thing. The doctors at UBC here are really kind of spearheading it. There's mm-hmm. not too many people doing it elsewhere in the world. So, I'm really proud to be kind of associated with them. Sometimes I'm kind of, floored by the research they're doing and how kind of groundbreaking it is. So it's great. Yeah.
Cool. What's your favorite part about working with these Heads Up guys?
Yeah. I really enjoy doing something that's going to help people. Some of the best moments for me, I guess we brought in a bunch of participants to do videos for us for the site. Just kind of talk through, these are men who have had experience with depression. We also had a man and his partner in as well. And they were all just super inspiring people, and talking to them and getting their stories and, getting the videos done for the site. That was a really, really good experience because, they had some really... inspiring things to say.
Cool. And you guys have, I want to get into the website and the warning signs and the meat of like dealing with depression. But before we get into that, you have some of these videos you're going to be sharing, like a public service announcement.
Right.
So if people want to get involved, is there anything they can do to help spread the word?
Social media is probably the name of the game for that one. So we're on Twitter at Heads Up Guys, and we've got a Facebook page for Heads Up Guys. We've got a YouTube channel as well. Those are all linked through the site. So once the site's live, you can check those out. They're also, all the social media feeds are live now. So go on there and check it out, and we'll be sharing some of the videos and, just liking us and tweeting about us is, it's a good start, I think, to spreading the word about this thing.
Cool. So the website is headsupguys.ca, and people listen to this on the air and then also on YouTube and iTunes and all that. So check it out. It might already be live. It's launching this week. So headsupguys.ca. And we're speaking right now with Mark Goodwin, and he is a researcher with the Men's Depression and Suicide Network. And Heads Up Guys is one of a number of projects that they've been working on since Movember Canada started funding. So is that where most of the money comes from, is Movember?
Yep. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Cool.
It's pretty much fully, it's fully funded by Movember, and they've been wonderful. Had the, you know, pleasure of getting to hang out with some of the people that are in charge of that charity a little bit, and they are awesome people. They're really fun to hang out with, and they just a bunch of people that want to do good in the world, for sure.
Cool. Movember itself is a really interesting campaign. It's such an opportunity for men to connect with each other and get people involved in helping men, but they grow all this awful facial hair and then beg for money.
I like my mustache when it comes out.
you can wear it. You wear it well, but
only once a year.
Yeah. Well, you have. I mean, you have facial hair right now, but do you let it get like really out of control?
Well, yeah, I've got the beard going now, but yeah, I know. I just go down to the stash for Movember, so yeah, it's fun. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm lucky because my wife, she likes the mustache, so she's cool with it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Some women are.
I hear a lot of people where it's just like, it's torture, the mustache. Yeah.
But it's for a good cause.
For a great cause, and it's fun.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's time for a break, so we'll be back with more Synchronicity in just a moment.
Get your Midweek Roots music fix every Wednesday evening with Folk Oasis, featuring the latest releases from Canadian and especially BC artists, as well as phone interviews and live studio sets with local and touring artists. Folk Oasis, two eclectic hours of roots music, always a Kumbaya free zone. Wednesday evenings from 8 to 10 p.m. on CITR-FM 101.9, and www.citr.ca.
Welcome back to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and we're talking with Mark Goodwin. He's a researcher and a co-creator of the website headsupguys.ca, which is launching this week. It's funded by Movember Canada through the Men's Depression and Suicide Network, and it's a site for men, for people who care about men. headsupguys.ca. It's all about depression and how to cope, how to know if you're at risk. So let's look at the site a little bit, and and maybe you can help us go over some of the risk factors for depression in men.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I can kind of paint a picture of what we have on the site in here for you as well. I kind of mentioned before the start of the program here, we've got the section within the site called Men's Depression, just all about information about what it is and the symptoms, doing that, the self-check that I mentioned, and then looking at, some of the triggers and risk factors. I guess I'll starting with triggers. This is mostly just kind of like really stressful life events that can bring on depression. And I should say, too, the site is for anyone kind of on the, like whatever the severity is. Maybe someone just wants to prevent it. Maybe it's just mild, or severe. And it's so natural for anyone to experience it, right? You know, the death of a loved one or something. So we've got resources here for everyone. So that's kind of the trigger area. And then the risk factors, this is more if you're on certain medications or have certain medical problems and stuff like that, that just you might want to be a little more clued into that it might be, hanging around there.
Mm-hmm. So it looks like I'm just looking at the site. See, I get a preview. Yeah, it's not live yet.
Free preview.
It's a special back end site here that I'm looking at. And it's on my phone. It looks pretty good on my phone.
Good.
So
I'm glad. Yeah.
Yeah. So some of the symptoms, and these are just a few of the big ones,
right,
are changes in sleep.
Yep.
Feeling tired and having no energy.
Yep.
Decreased interest or pleasure,
mm-hmm.
taking more risks than normal, and then you can click to find out more about the symptoms.
Yeah.
So actually I clicked on that and it says depression is a real medical condition that can affect your body, thoughts, and emotions, and your behavior. How hard is it to convince guys that depression is a real thing rather than just being a baby?
Yeah, I guess, you know, that's really getting back to the stereotypes around it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's the masculinity thing, and then there's also kind of separate but I guess related stigma around mental health as well, mental illness, where it's perceived as a weakness more so than an actual medical condition. So that's something else that we're trying to break down, that, you know, it's something that people deal with and they can't help it. And, you know, it's important to be supportive.
So what does support look like? I guess it's kind of individual, but it's interesting because I was talking with a guy the other day and he was saying how if he needs support, he doesn't want to hear like, oh, there, it's okay.
Yeah.
He wants to hear, get over it, suck it up.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's different for different individuals. The get over it, suck it up approach is not always the best one.
Yeah.
Really the best thing to do is just to, if you're worried about someone, just try and strike up a conversation. It doesn't have to be like the there kind of thing. It can just be more like, hey, like, you know, you've seemed a little stressed out lately. Like anything you want to talk about, like anything you're dealing with right now, like, you know, being stressed out can be, you know, it can suck, right? So just having kind of these real, kind of authentic chats can go a long way. And then just if you think it's pretty serious, encouraging them to see a professional is not a bad idea either. So you can kind of mention some destigmatizing stuff like, you know, talking to doctors and that kind of thing. It's not so bad. You know, they're there to help you. They want to help you. And it can be a really good idea if you feel like you're in a bad place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yes.
I had a question right on the top of my head, but let's talk about, the question was, you mentioned what if you think it's serious, but I can imagine that even just the beginning stages of depression can put someone at higher risk of suicide or these risky behaviors.
Yeah, definitely. That is something important to keep in mind. I mean, you don't have to be severely depressed to be suicidal. And if you're suicidal, you're not necessarily severely depressed. So it is important to be in tune with any kind of these warning signs and stuff like that. If people are starting to talk about things like they're feeling really down on themselves or they're feeling worthless or that they, you know, they don't deserve to live or things like that, you got to take it seriously. And, you know, really try to address it. Don't just brush it off and say, oh, you're being silly or whatever. You know, just really invite discussion around it. Say, hey, why are you saying that? You know, like what's going on to make you say that? And then, you know, more often than not, then when you actually invite guys to chat about stuff like that, they'll do it. It's just, you know, getting them in the right frame of mind to do it.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting with when people do talk about suicidal thoughts, a lot of times people seem to think that it's either attention seeking or self-pity.
Right.
And depression is not, like you said, it's not a weakness. It's an actual medical condition.
No. Yeah. Yeah. For these guys or anyone in that state of mind, it's not, if you're in that state of mind, it's serious.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you feel like you have no other option kind of thing. So yeah, you can't think about it in that way. Like it's someone trying to get attention or something like that. That's just not, it's not the way it is. It's just not true. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's so important to let these people know that, you know, recovery is okay, or recovery is doable. Mm-hmm. Like people, some of the stories we have on the sites, Rich, his name popped into my head. This is one of the participants we had doing a video on our site. And his story is just, he was very low. He talked about basically kind of shutting himself in his room, just being in darkness for about a year.
Wow.
And he attempted suicide several times, and he was in a really, really bad state of mind. And then eventually was just able to kind of reach out to family and friends. And from there, they kind of encouraged him, okay, like, let's, you know, get you in to see a counselor or something. And eventually he was open to that. And, you know, slowly his recovery kind of happened. And just sitting there and talking to him when we were doing the interview, the guy is just so positive. He's got such a zest, you know, just an energy about him, just a wonderful, wonderful person. That was a really powerful moment for me. He literally talked about in his lowest times, just kind of trying to get through the hour, you know, trying mm-hmm. to get through a minute. And to see, I get kind of choked up talking about it, but just to see how far he's come, it's amazing. These people have the most amazing stories, and people who have been through that, and Rich said this to me, he's like, these people are the most courageous people you'll ever meet, because you've been so low and you've had to pull yourself back up. But the thing is, it's, you can do it. Like, everyone can do it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hmm. Yeah, it's interesting that a lot of, especially through social media, like mm-hmm. people try to keep it positive, and
yeah,
and it's often I've seen people that are publicly the most positive mm-hmm. are privately dealing with the most right. inner
yeah.
turmoil.
Yeah, yeah. We've got a little bit about social media on the site. I think it's got pros and cons. That's definitely part of it. Kind of people will go on there and see other people being seemingly happy all the time, and that's not necessarily the case. Everyone deals with, you know, everyone deals with crap. But it's got positives too. Like for people who are depressed, where, you know, you can't even think about even leaving the house or being social, it can be a good way to kind of connect and reach out to people and get a little bit of that you know, social life back into your, you know, into your realm.
Yeah, it's interesting, like there, like you said, there's pros and cons, because yeah. sometimes having that ease of access to social, like seemingly social interaction, can prevent people from going out into yeah, the world.
Totally, that's a great point. It's got to be supplemental
yeah.
to any kind of face-to-face contact. You know, that's what it's all about, getting out and being around people and making real life connections. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's definitely something that you got to keep in mind.
Cool. So can we talk a little bit, Mark, about some of the risk factors? Because the person that I was talking with who is dealing with depression, he's dealt with a physical illness, which has ended mm-hmm. up resulted in a loss of income mm. and loss of like relationships and all of these things. So losses can be a pretty big trigger.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Losses can be a huge trigger, whether it's, like you said, financial, or can be someone passing away, job, things that are related to job, if you're changing a job, or just really big significant events, even just like moving to a new city or something. All of these things can kind of, it can be things that cause stress, right? And when you're at a really heightened level of stress, you know, it can be a bit of a problem area for developing something like this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What other risk factors are there?
I mean, those are kind of the main triggers. In terms of risk factors, I mean, like you said, injury is a main one. Any kind of medical problems, if you're on certain medications. These are kind of like the main ones. Those are really the key things to watch out for. Okay. I mean, it's not necessarily everyone who has depression developed it from something like that, right? It's a really complex thing, mm-hmm. and there's a lot that is kind of interwoven in how it's caused. It's got a little bit to do with biological factors as well, and a little bit to do with psychological factors, the way someone's personality might be, but really it's just pretty complicated. And the most important thing is that when you start to feel some of the symptoms that are associated with depression, like you mentioned, that you address it.
Mm-hmm. So how important is counseling? Because I know a lot of people are kind of counseling averse, especially men.
Yeah, totally. But it's important. Mm-hmm. So what we've got, the way we've kind of set it up on our site, the next big section is called Take Action. This is really like the core of the site. And there's basically three big parts to it. One is, it's called practical tips on the site. It's things that you can do yourself, like life improvements you can do yourself. The next one is reaching out. That's tips around reaching out to friends and family, tips about going to see a doctor, what to say when you see a doctor, you know. And then the third one is reaching out to professional services. So it really takes all three of those things to have like a really good recovery. Mm-hmm. That's the best way to go about it. It's pretty tough to just do it all yourself. It's very important to be able to see, you know, a counselor or a psychiatrist. And on the website, we've kind of parsed out what the different professionals do, so you can go on there and check out, okay, what's the difference between a counselor and a psychiatrist? When it comes to some of the stigma around professional services, it's out there, but I think a lot of people have the old school version of, you know, going and lying on a cushioned seat or whatever, and you know, someone sitting there with a clipboard and checking things off and this and that. It's not really like that anymore. It's just, I mean, I'm going and getting some therapy myself. We're really lucky to have a really great thing here with the UBC Counseling, and it's just a great place to go where you can feel safe and get an objective view on things and just kind of bounce your thoughts off someone, and really, and they've got really good training to really help you. They're on your side. It's not someone that's going to sit there and say and tell you what to do, you know. Mm-hmm. Someone that's going to work with you to, you know, make your life better.
So I can imagine with reaching out for help, like things like if you've had a major loss,
mm-hmm.
it might be a good idea to just proactively seek out some support and counseling.
Totally.
So that it doesn't, you don't get depressed.
Absolutely. Yeah. Any kind of stressful event, it's never a bad idea to, even if it's just, you know, chatting with your friends and family about it, just being open about, you know, things that are kind of weighing you down, whether, you know, it could be something, you know, really kind of catastrophic, like a close person passing away or something, or it could just be, you know, like school stress if you're in college. I mean, that's what I deal with. I get a little stressed out here and there.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's great to just like talk about that with people and be as open as you can about it. And, you know, it's normal to experience it, but there's ways to manage it that are healthier than other ways.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay. So what are some of the things that people can do on their own at home?
Yeah. So we've got a good kind of lineup of tip areas on the site. We research kind of the really kind of problematic areas for people with depression, men specifically. And sleep is a big one. Being able to make sure that you get just keep your sleep regular and healthy. It can be tough for some people, whether they're sleeping too much or sleeping too little. So we've got tips around getting a good sleep schedule going. And stress management is another one. I kind of mentioned that a little bit. So just some healthy coping strategies around that, relaxation tips and those kind of things. We've got tips for social life. Just, you know, getting out and being around people. You don't need to go to a party, you know, you just need to, it can just be calling up a friend and going for a 10-minute walk with someone. Can be as simple as that. Physical activity is a huge one. And again, we're not necessarily talking about going to a gym and, you know, getting ripped or anything like that. Just literally standing up and moving around sometimes, and when you're depressed, you can feel so kind of burdened and weighed down that even just walking around your house is tough. So just moving, and you know, if you can go for a walk here and there, that's great. And then once you start doing that, incorporating some things that you enjoy with it, whether you enjoy hiking, kayaking, you know, yoga, anything like that. So, I mean, it's great if you enjoy going to the gym, but it doesn't have to be that. Also managing food properly as well. You know, getting the right thing into your body is pretty important. That can definitely have a big impact on your mood. And the last tip area is sex and relationships, which can be a problematic area for men with depression as well. With relationships, just kind of tying in with the social life, it can be so hard to kind of like get out in social environments when all you want to do is isolate yourself. But I've got some tips around, you know, just taking little steps and just kind of not taking yourself out of your comfort zone too much, but, you know, just pushing yourself to get out there a little bit. And also, you know, a big thing is feeling like you feel like you're worthless. So a lot of kind of self-compassion is really important, and self-acceptance, because, you know, a big thing with this stuff, just kind of go off on a quick tangent to that stigma, the whole mental health stigma thing, we actually did the network did an internal research thing around this, where we surveyed a bunch of people throughout Canada. And it actually found that the stigma around mental health in the general public is breaking down quite a bit. People are pretty open to it. But the self-stigma that people with mental illness have is huge. So really making, like, understanding that people do want to help you, and you are worthwhile, and people, you know, you're worth it, right? So, yeah.
Part of the symptoms of depression are those types of thoughts about hopelessness and worthlessness. And I can imagine, especially for men, there's a lot of weight that is put, like, that men naturally put on their shoulders, or even society expects from men.
Yeah, to that kind of provider kind of type stereotype, which can be tough to, you know, walk around with that kind of burden. And, you know, you got to know it's okay to be open if you're dealing with some bad stuff.
Yeah, because the friend that I mentioned, with all the losses and everything, it's really changed his view of his value in the world. And, I'm never going to have a girlfriend because I have nothing to offer.
Right.
And
yeah, and that's just not true. Mm-hmm. That's not true, right? So it's tough. And, you know, it's understandable that you start feeling like that when you're so mired in this, but, you know, just really being able to say to yourself, you know, like, no, I am who I am, and, you know, people are going to accept you, you know? Yeah. So those are the main kind of tip areas. Yeah, I guess the last one that I didn't quite get into was sex, which can be kind of tied to relationships. That's another big one.
Sure.
Very much tied into this whole feeling worthwhile and stuff. So that's, we've got some tips around that too.
So we can talk about sex. We have five or 10 minutes left.
Well, I mean, I just really wanted to mention it, that it's, we've got some tips around that as well.
So is it trying to, because I know that depression can impact sex drive for sure.
Yep. Yeah.
And then what about, like, do you recommend trying to have more sex or?
Well, it's more just being, not necessarily trying to have more. You got to be careful because you don't want it to become like escapist behavior, mm-hmm. where you're just kind of being promiscuous. Mm-hmm. But just being open to having more meaningful sex. And it kind of plays back into that feeling, you know, worthwhile, you know, and you know, just being in the moment and, you know, being with a partner who you know, who I'm sure, you know, cares for you as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it doesn't even necessarily have to be a long-term relationship. No, you can have an agreement with someone.
Yeah. Yeah, and sex can lead to great relationships as well. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
And I can imagine, too, just getting basic physical touch is hard for single men.
Yeah, that's another thing we've got on here. Just, like, if it can, yeah, it can be tough if you're mired in this kind of depression. Then, yeah, sometimes just reaching out and getting that physical touch with your partner. And, yeah, you know, if it's a longer-term relationship, communicating about how you're feeling is huge. That can really help with sex. It just helps with your relationship in general. You know, it's tough. It's tough for anyone to, you know, I know sometimes my wife tells me I'm being too closed off and things like that, but it's important. And the more you do it, the easier it becomes. And you can really kind of build a good kind of bond through that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hmm. Good to know. Okay. Well, we just have a few minutes left in the show. Right now, we're speaking with Mark Goodwin, and he's with headsupguys.ca, which is a site all about depression in men, preventing depression, recovering from depression, looking at the risk factors, and suicidality as well. Mm-hmm. Headsupguys.ca. It's launching this week, so check it out. And they're all over social media as well if you want to get involved or just check it out for your own interest. Is there anything that you feel like you really want to get across before we wrap up?
I think we've covered a lot here. I mean, it's been great. I really, you know, enjoyed being on here, so thank you. But you know, I guess I'll just mention one more thing about the videos we have on the site. I've kind of talked about some of the participants we have. There are a few different kinds of videos we have on the site. We've got this section called You're Not Alone, and that's where we've got all the videos stored. So we've got the story videos. These are recovery videos, men talking for, you know, 3 to 5 minutes about their journey to recovery. And then we've also got a bunch of actual tip videos. These are just little quick tips in all the areas that I just mentioned, just kind of like 30 seconds to a minute, giving you a few kind of things that worked for these guys. And those are on all of our tip pages as well.
Cool. And if people are interested in other programs in the Men's Depression and Suicide Network, is there a link on the website to that? Or?
Yes, I believe there will be. We're going to have an About Us page that's going to have that kind of information on it. Okay. So it'll have some information about who we are. Personally, and who we are as a network, and our, you know, Movember, our funders, and UBC. So that will be on there as well. And there'll be an email for if people want to, you know, reach out to us and contact us. We're at some point going to be looking for more video participants, most likely. Going to try to keep doing some videos. So we find that's a great way to kind of engage with the community and get some real guys in here doing and supporters and women as well, doing, you know, being involved. So we see that as a good way to kind of, because this is all about the community, right? So we want to engage these people in it.
Cool. Well, it'll be interesting to see how the website develops and what else kind of springs up from this Heads Up Guys project.
Yeah, we really hope we can, you know, inspire guys to take action and, you know, inspire other projects and programs around this. And, you know, we just really want to get it out there and hope it makes a difference in a few people's lives.
Cool. Well, thank you, Mark, for the work that you do. And thanks so much for coming into the probably my last show at this studio. Oh, we'll be moving to the new Student Union building, which you've seen. I haven't been in there yet.
It's really nice. Yeah. You'll have to check it out soon. But thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so that was Mark Goodwin, and he is from headsupguys.ca. So check it out. And Parts Unknown with Chris Horrific is supposed to be up, but he's away today. So I'm going to close this show with a song by my good friend Surya Devi, and this is Order to the Chaos. I want to send you lots and lots of love. Be well. Love you so much. Namaste.
Namaste. This is Surya, and this is Order to the Chaos.